USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has surpassed 26 million coronavirus cases since the beginning of the pandemic. The latest data compiled by Johns Hopkins University also shows that more than 438,000 Americans have died of COVID-19. That is, Maryland is confirming a case of the more contagious strain of the virus first identified in South Africa. In a statement, Governor Larry Hogan's office said the patient is an adult living in the Baltimore metro area who hadn't traveled internationally, making community transmission likely. The first case of the South Africa strain in the U.S. was identified earlier this week in South Carolina. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, who was killed during the riot at the Capitol on January 6th, will lie in honor next week at the Rotunda. A viewing for members of the Capitol Police will be held Tuesday night. Lawmakers will hold a ceremony honoring him Wednesday morning before he's interred at Arlington National Cemetery. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
A new study suggests that children don't spread COVID at a high rate while in school if proper protocols are taken. Dr. Daria Long of the University of Tennessee Department of Emergency Medicine is one of the co-authors of the study, and she tells CNN that they found more cases of COVID when kids came back from breaks than when they were in school regularly.
What we saw, and that was kind of one of our final conclusions from this, is what we saw is the number of cases that we had were very highest each time after kids were out on break. So when they came back in August or after fall break, after Thanksgiving, their numbers were highest. Whereas when they were in school continually, they were following these protocols and we were able to test them, we got our numbers even lower. So we had the lowest incidence when they were continually in school.
The study showed that just 9% of students who came into the school infected spread it to other students, and researchers didn't find evidence of student-to-teacher transmissions. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some members of Congress are looking to reprimand a colleague for threatening comments. Mike Fortier has more.
Some California Democrats will introduce a resolution next week to censure Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Greene reportedly called in some Facebook videos for the execution of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Sarah Jacobs is one of those pushing the censure resolution, and she tells CBS News it also calls for Greene to resign.
That is an important component because we know having her in there, having her have that kind of leadership role can incite violence. We've already seen something like that happen.
If Greene doesn't resign, Jacobs at least wants Greene removed from her committees, especially the Education and Labor Committee. Greene has questioned if some school shootings were real or staged events known as false flags. Jacobs says it's important to act swiftly to condemn this kind of behavior.
Making sure that we hold her accountable is an important first step in moving our country forward.
Greene this week said others who managed her social media pages are responsible for the comments. She says Democrats are coming after her because she's a threat to their goal of socialism. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
And Cuba says it is tightening restrictions as it deals with a spike in coronavirus infections. The island nation had opened up its airports to tourists in November, but are now requiring visitors to quarantine when they arrive until they test negative for the virus. Arrivals will be sent to hotels at their own expense and will be tested after 5 days in country. Similar measures were taken last March and appeared then to slow the spread of the disease. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.